Up next is Valkyrie Celeste.
Valkyrie Celeste with Part of the Heart of the Sky. Is that correctly?
Part Except of for the fact that you were bringing up the entire time, yes.
Part of the sky. From the, well, there's really no real source for it, but it is found on the Disney Princess Karaoke CD. It's kind of like Queen of the Jungle seat song. Have people understand that reference at all. Okay, Valk, very pretty. I love your dynamics in this. And I forgot to say it for Rochelle's too. What surprised me is a lot of your pulsive consonants were not puffy. That surprised me really big. But yeah, it was pretty, and that's all I can really say, Ambie.
Yes, it was very pretty. I don't know, I wasn't a fan of the song itself. I thought it was a kind of bleh song. Yeah, that's the kind of song. It was a bleh song. I don't know. There was nothing very, like, fancy about it. It was very pretty, but I think that this song only has the capability of going as far as that was very pretty. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I think that you should have gone, I don't know, bigger. Balls to the wall. Haven't said that in a while. I want balls to the wall. This is the semifinals, trying to get in the finale. But I do understand why you went with this, because you're very good at the whole, like, subtle emotion thing, which I thought you did very well on this. So overall, still good job.
Yeah, I have, like, the same note as Ambie on the song choice. Like, I don't know, wasn't wowed by this song, and I feel like there's other, like, this type of ballady emotional songs that you could have done that, like, have a bit more of a showcase-ness to them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was very pretty. You had nice emotion. I think some of your lower notes could have been bumped up a little bit because you went a bit soft in volume. And occasionally your lower note sounded a little, like, drony. It could have used a little bit more support. But still, very pretty and nice. Yes. And that's all.
Okay. All right. In that case, going on to the free choice. I don't know why I was saying judges' choice. We already did that. Free choice from Nani.
If there's a price for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that. Who'd you think you're kidding? He's the earth and heaven too. You try to keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through you. No, you can't conceal it. Say it, no, no. You soon, you sigh, why deny it, uh-oh. It's too cliche, I won't say I'm in love. I thought my heart had learned its lesson. It feels so good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out. Oh, oh, oh.
Nani's free choice with what is up with Nani singing like songs we've banned from this show, unofficially banned at least. First she sings Reflection, now she sings I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Well, she was in all fairness.
Next thing you know, she's gonna be singing that one from Pocahontas.
Well, she wasn't around for season one, and these were the two of the songs we banned in season one. So in her defense.
In her defense, she didn't know that she was singing the devil's song. But she didn't use the devil's backtrack.
No, she didn't.
She didn't. Check the queen, you're in love. What the hell? I hate that. Nani, I thought this was vocally good. I liked your tone on it, and I liked your main vocals, but I thought that your back vocals could have used a little bit more oomph behind them, kind of like, and like sassiness. Like, I think was a bit more sass. It was a little too sweet for my liking, but it was still vocally very good. But you know, Meg is one like hey 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 kind of girl. That's a way of describing Megara. She's a hey 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 kind of girl. At least the muses are definitely hey 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 hey
right
kind of so. But I only got like a hey girl. Yeah, that was the thing, is I wanted a hey 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 hey, but I got a hey.
It's like hey.
That was like the worst description of someone's personality on a song ever. But it works for me because I'm Ambulee. Jeffers.
Nani, I thought this was very nice and vocally good. Agree with her. A little bit more attitude and sass to it. I loved how the short lady was like in the song.
Oh, yeah! Where she was like, ugh! Like, it's been like a grunting noise in the
background. Yeah. Like that part where in the movie where like, like they do like they stand up or something and she like gets lifted up with her. It was so funny.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But yeah, I liked how you had all your background vocals, and I think the higher harmony in the first Who You Think You Kidding part was mixed a little too loud, but other than that, I thought it was the background vocals were very nice, and I really liked the last Oz. But yeah, that's about it. I liked it. Zoe?
My first note was, okay, I can speak a little louder for the next few half minutes. I thought the chorus at the beginning could have been lowered a bit because it was a little overpowering to the main vocals. For me, it sounded like she was missing a harmony in some spots.
There was some spots that got a little clony, like she was singing two of the same line rather than two different lines.
Right, because there's something not right about this chord not working correct, or it didn't sound like the chord that I'm used to hearing. I would have liked more sass and character and at least for the Muses too, because they did sound a little much of the same. DVD rib with grunt. And I probably would have liked it a little bit bigger. That's all I have.
Okay. Anything else to add, or should we move on to the last performance of the night?
I might be going low again, so I'm sorry for those who have to hear me whisper.
It's all good. It's all good. I'll have to listen to you whisper a little while longer.
So in that case, coming up next, or coming up last, actually, with her free choice is Rochelle Yoler. And I heard this is apparently something interesting.
Yes, it is interesting.
Yes. I checked this one early.
But this was going to be interesting, so let's see what we got.
Daring duck of mystery, champion of right, swoops out of the shadows. Dark wing on the night. Somewhere some villain schemes, but his number's up. Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you call EW. Darkwing Duck. Let's be dangerous. Darkwing Duck. Darkwing, Darkwing Duck. Cloud of smoke and he appears. Master of surprise. Who's that cunning mind behind the shadowy disguise? Nobody knows for sure, but bad guys right of luck. Here comes Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you call
Come on.
Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous. Darkwing Duck. Darkwing, Darkwing Duck. Darkwing Duck.
Look out.
Sometimes these crimes go slipping through the cracks, but shoes are picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Chip and Dale. When there's danger, no, it never fails. Once they're involved, somehow whatever's wrong gets solved. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Chip and Dale. When there's danger, no, it never fails. They'll take the clues and find the where's the why. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Chip and Dale. Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery. Or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales, woo! Danger, watch behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. What to do? Just grab onto some DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales, woo! Not ponytails or cotton tails, no DuckTales. Spin it! Let's begin it. Boom, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, boom, boom, bo-do, boom, ba-dum, boom.
Tailspin, ho-wee-o, Tailspin. Friends for life through thick and thin with another Tailspin. Ho-wee-ay, Tailspin, ho-wee-o, Tailspin. All the trouble we get in with another tail to spin. Spin it! Spin it, my friend! Woo! Oh-wee-ay, oh-wee-ay, oh-wee-o, oh-wee-o. Oh-wee-ay, spin it, let's begin it, bear and grin it. When you're in it, you can win it in a minute. When you spin it, spin it, spin it. So spin it. Tailspin.
And that was Rachelle Euler with her free choice, which is a medley of what songs now?
Disney Channel or Disney Afternoon.
Disney Afternoon medley. I am so pissed I go last on this.
And...
You want to switch places?
And Abby's going to be so pissed when I only know, like, half these songs.
My heart.
A lot of these were, like, before my time when I started, like, watching TV a lot.
Oh, I'm a child of the early 90s. This is like, in the morning, I wake up in the morning and watch these things and then go to school because I, like, went to school in the afternoons, like, because I was in kindergarten. We only did half a day. So, like, I would wake up and watch these and go to school and then come home and watch the other half of them.
Andy, I was, like, one or two when these came out. It's not my
fault. All this was missing was the Gummy Bears theme song. Why did you not do the Gummy Bears
theme song? Oh, jeez. But
automatically DQ'd for no Gummy Bears.
But Rachelle, like, epic points for, like, your song choice. Like, wow. And Ambie's reactions in the chat were priceless.
Yes.
We'll go over those in a
and
minute.
And she made this. She mashed them together herself, right? Yes?
Yes.
Rachelle, I thought this was a fun song choice, especially for, like, a free choice. And you had some really great belting and energy in there, too. It was just funny, and, like, your mixing was good, and your quality sounds good this week. I'm not sure what you did this week. And my only negative notes were, like, the DuckTale verse was a little low for you, and the woo-oos was missing that harmony. Like, I think it was Genesis that did it last season, the lower harmony, so it sounded a little kind of funky the first time it came in, but, like, as it goes on, I got used to it. And the Tailspin's intro, the boom ba boom dee dee. Why, thank you. Thank you. That part was a little pitchy, but I mean, overall, I thought this was a fun choice and I just thoroughly enjoyed it a lot. Zell?
Rachelle doing theme songs to shows that I love. I loved your energy on this, that I really did. I was kind of, like, scared for you because I'm like, oh my god, he's doing all these songs and there's, like, all this. But I was going to freak out for you. I love the panning on Dark Moon Up with the sides. Let's see. I would have liked a little bit more character on some parts. And for some reason, it just, like, I forget the word that Andy uses, but it, like, surprised me that you had, like, some parts that didn't have singing in it that could have had singing. But that's all I really have.
And now to Ambi.
Preach yourselves.
Oh my god, Rachelle, you know, this was like a trip back to the 1990s, my childhood. And, like, literally, the conversation is really funny because it's like, my first thing is like, it started and it was like, and it was Darkwing Duck theme. I was like, oh crap, it's the Darkwing Duck theme. And then they're like, no, wait for it. And I'm like, ... just wait. Then the next one came, and then Restroom just came in. I was like, holy shit. and then I saved the note, if DuckTale comes on, I'm gonna die. And then it did, and I was all like, yes! Freaking out.
Apparently she did not die.
But then I thought, like, it was just, that was going to be it. And then I hear boom, 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 boom. And I literally screamed with glee. Like I didn't type scream with glee in the chat. I literally screamed with glee in my house. I probably woke someone up and I'm probably going to get yelled at now. But, like, I thought this was a really great song choice. And it really, like, stood out, like, reached out and grabbed our attention. Mm-hmm. Like, you definitely are, like, playing the game tonight. Like, I think out of everyone tonight, like, you definitely, like, stepped it up and, like, did the most, like, attention grabbing out of the three of you tonight. Like, mm-hmm. I think that if this had been the, like, you're the one person that I think definitely would have, like, 150% gone through to the finale.
Amen.
came into that.
Like, yeah, like there would have been no doubt that if this had been, if it had
legit.
A legit semifinal and weren't passing everyone because someone dropped, you definitely would have been. Definitely. No doubt in my mind. I kind of agree with Selena with there was some parts where I want a little bit more character. Like, it was weird because you had it and then you kind of lost it and then it came back again. Like, it kind of wavered. Like, when you first came in on this part, like, you had this, like, great personality, like, eh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then it kind of went away through the verse and then it came back again and then it went away. Like, it was just kind of a little bit more of a through line I would have liked. But overall, I still thought this was really good and really creative. And props for
Shelly. Nostalgic.
Props. My two favorite songs of the night both came from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And ta-da! The end.
Ta-da! You guys, results, you're all in.
Rank them or just all good?
I would say my winner probably, well, my bro winner definitely would have been Rochelle Euler tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I probably would have, I don't know, I don't think I could rate the other two. I probably, I don't know. It's hard because I thought that they both were on the same plane together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it's hard. Like, I don't know. And it all would have depended on Clary mm-hmm. submitting to really tell who could. But both of you could have been on the bubble. Either one of you could have been on the bubble mm-hmm. based right. on if Clary had submitted. Like, Rochelle Euler is the only person I could say for 100% sure. She has her head in the game. So you two, your other two, gotta get your head in the games for the finale.
Get your head in the game, Weasley.
Yeah. What?
Weasley? Harry Potter, what?
Harry Potter and Disney are two different things. They're in two completely separate theme parks.
Harry Potter musical.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Harry Potter musical sequel. Okay, so which one of you would like to announce the finale themes, because we are having it is going to be a traditional quote unquote three song finale
with three people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
three people. Yes.
Go ahead, Jeffers.
Jeffers, you do it, and Zelina will do the announcement for the special thing that we've got coming up.
Okay. So this finale theme was, I think it was a finale theme for last year before we changed it, but since it made more sense to not do it back then. But anyway, the finale theme is, I guess, do we have a name for it?
I actually thought it was something. It was like Disney eras is what I thought of it. If you want it to anyway, be that.
whatever the name is, which we'll decide at a later date, it's basically you're gonna sing three songs and each one is from a different era, quote unquote, of Disney's songs. So your first song is gonna be the classics Disney, which is like,
yes, just
everything before 1989.
Yes, before I was born.
Everything before The Little Mermaid. And your second song is gonna be one from the Disney Renaissance movies. So that's from The Little Mermaid to,
we'll go by years, because the thing is that we're not strictly limiting it to animation. Right. It's anything right. Disney between these years. So right. Classic would be anything 1988 and earlier. Renaissance would be 1989 to 1999.
Yep. And that leaves contemporary Disney, which is from 2000 and onward to present. Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Jeffers like, Land.
Yes.
A.K.A. That's Jeffers Land. Well, like, Classic is Zelina country, Renaissance is Ambi country, and Contemporary is Jeffers Land. So this is a little something for all yes. three of us.
And
then.
But like, go. I was going to say, basically, it's like a free choice just by time zones. So you can pick anything from there.
Yeah. Anything. Live action, Broadway, animated, TV. Disney Channel, anything you want, but it just has to be in those three time frames. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty broad finale. So we're going to get lots of things, possibly.
Yes. And that will be due in 2 weeks, I believe.
Yes,
so 2 weeks. That's
mm-hmm. And that will be October 3rd, 2011, 11:59 p.m. EST.
Very good.
And they'll record the finale sometime after that, more than likely not directly that night. Just because now both of them are now both back in school, mm-hmm. so they work around their schedule right. and the fact that they have to sleep at night and they have roomies. And
sleep
so
at night? Shh, what sleep?
I'm not sleeping tonight. I'm sending all the emails for the VHMA awards. Like 100 emails to send out.
Ambie and I made badges.
Huh?
You and I, like, designed and made badges.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we designed the badge. The badges are sexy.
Oh, I must see this later on.
They're really sexy. Maybe we'll give you a little preview. No, we're not. Cough.
All right, so then Zelina is going to talk about the special thing. We've been teasing it. I plugged it a little bit on The Voice last week. And I can talk about it to people, but only Dylan Collins knows what it is because Dylan Collins helped me think it up.
So basically what we're having is a, what I like to call the end of the season after party kind of thing. And basically what we're doing is we're compiling the best of the season and making a big old special.
Just the songs, not the critiques.
Right.
So it's just basically going to be like highlighting the best of the best from this season.
It's kind of like the Bravo things where they have the people talk and everything and they just look back in the season, stuff like that.
Yeah, like we'll do like we'll into things like here's such and such, who sang such and such from round such and such. But for the most part, it's just going to be like somewhere between 60 to 90 minutes. I mean, we don't have it fully figured out yet because I mean, like, I know there's songs from tonight that I want to put in it that we haven't put on there, but we're going to have at least 20 songs because we already have 20 songs on the list. Mm-hmm. I mean, songs right. from tonight and songs from the finale will probably end up in there as well.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And we don't have a date for that yet, and I think we're airing it on the radio. Mm-hmm. I can't remember that detail.
Your radio station?
I can't remember if that was.
No, part. We were. I no. was. We were gonna mix it. We were gonna mix it.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then we can mix the things into it. And your radio station sometimes glitches out when it comes to the specials. It's like it's supposed to be playing right now, but it's not.
Yeah. Damn planning system.
We'll have an official date come the finale episode. We're just not setting a date now because we don't know what nights are going to be open that week show-wise because that's like 3 weeks. It's going to be like 2 or 3 weeks away now. So we'll make an announcement on the date and we'll probably hold sign-ups for it somewhere on the board, like in the coffee shop or something. Party. For people that are interested in coming in and listening to it because it's going to be the first thing of its kind and I think it's an idea that I'd be okay with people stealing because I think it's a really good idea to just highlight the best songs of the season.
Yep.
I was watching that last night.
Lucky.
Yeah. So if there is nothing else, congratulations to our three finalists. Once again, we've congratulated you like a million times tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Have a good night.
Night, y'all.
Come back for the finale.
Please.